Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck, and we love coming to you in these Steadfast Hope episodes. And today, Kent, we're coming, as always, from Herb's House Coffee Shop in Dallas, Texas. And we're coming to a passage, John 8:31. The title of this is True Disciples. And Jesus makes a statement, Kent, that we really need to give some thought and attention to about what it is to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ. And so, John 8:31, Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, if you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine. Jesus is speaking to disciples who have committed their life to him, who have believed in him. But the mark that is real, that it is you're a true disciple, is that you continue in his word. Many people make a profession of faith in Christ, and somewhere along the way, they fall away, and they go back to their old way of life, and they give evidence that they were not a true disciple. And so the mark of a true disciple is perseverance, the perseverance of the saints. And what Jesus is addressing here is that the mark that of true discipleship that gives us assurance of salvation is that we are pressing on in the faith. And this is to say that we would say today a believer or a Christian, that term Christian doesn't appear in Scripture until Acts 11 at Antioch, years later. In the Gospels, a true believer is referred to as a disciple. And a disciple, the word means a learner, one who sits at the feet of a master teacher and has a teachable spirit and takes it in. But it's not just that you are a learner, you are also a follower. And you put it into practice and you implement what you're being taught. And so Jesus here says to these Jews who had believed, really, I think, to encourage them that this isn't just a momentary faith that you have exercised. This isn't just a passing moment in your life. That this is real if you will continue in my faith, in my word. And it also underscores the centrality of the word of God in the life of a disciple. He is a learner. A learner of what? Well, a learning of the teaching and the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it speaks to, there is an emotional element, certainly, to our Christian faith, that we love God and have joy and have peace within our heart and soul. But it really begins with the mind. And it has this cognitive, objective reality that we have learned now the truth. We've come to know the truth. And it affects my emotions and it excites my heart. It also convicts my heart. And then it affects my volition or my will. And I make decisive choices to obey Christ and now to follow Christ and continue in his word. So this is a very, very important passage of scripture, Kent, that really differentiates a true disciple from a false disciple. It differentiates one who merely professes to know Christ and one who actually possesses Christ. The one who possesses Christ continues in the Word of God and continues all the way to the end of their life, and they will never fall away from this pursuit of following the Word of God for their life. So, Kent, we need to talk about this. Again, this is such a signature passage of Scripture.
Steve, I think what's back of this, and I'd like for you to speak about this for a minute for our first question, is Satan is the great deceiver. He's the enemy of truth.
Yeah.
Can you speak about why or if or Satan's desire to deceive people to think that they are saved when they're not.
Yeah.
Why is that one of his missions?
Oh, absolutely.
And why do you do that?
Well, Satan knows that he's already been judged. And Satan knows that he is headed to eternal perdition. And Satan hates God and hates Christ. And he wants to take as many people to hell with him as he can. And he has many different strategies. False cults, atheism, agnosticism, humanism, many different, universalism, many different strategies. But perhaps the most deceptive of all of his strategies is to try to make someone who thinks that they are going to heaven self-deceived, such that when they die, rather than waking up in the presence of God, they wake up in the flames of the lake of fire and brimstone. And so, what a master strategy that is by Satan, to simply try to seduce the thinking of someone, let's say, who goes to church, who listens to sermons, who might even serve in the church, bring his family to church with him, but has really never come to that turning point in his life, never come to that intersection where he has to choose, really, which way will he go, and to make that decisive choice and firm commitment that I will be a follower of Jesus Christ, and I will turn away from a life pursuit of sin. I will turn away from the lures of this world. I will turn and enter through the narrow gate. If Satan can deceive someone into thinking, hey, I'm okay because I'm in church, I go to Bible study, I'm okay, my wife is a prayer warrior, my kids go to a Christian school, I'm okay, when in fact that may not be the case. And so that's why Jesus adds this word truly. Then you are truly disciples of mine. And this word truly means genuinely, authentically disciples of mine. So, I mean, that opens up Pandora's box, that there will be those who are learners, but they're not truly disciples of Christ.
So, follow-up question. You got to talk fast because we're running out of time.
Yeah, I can't.
This word continue. Steve, I think our audience, we need to understand this a little bit better, because I know in my life I fail.
Keep talking. I'm going to use this word.
I stumble. I don't always, in one sense, continue. And, you know, I see where Abraham stumbled, David stumbled, Peter stumbled at some point. It looks like they weren't always continuing.
Yeah.
So what does this mean?
Yeah. I just looked up the word. It's the word.
That's cheating.
It's the word that I thought that it would be.
Okay.
Okay. So I already knew. I just wanted I just wanted to make sure that they had this.
We got to make sure it's right.
I want to make sure that they got it right.
Okay.
It's a Greek word that is translated, like in John 15, to abide. That you rest in and rely upon and remain in the Word of God. Now, we may stumble and trip and fall, but we remain in the Word, and the Word remains in us. I mean, there will be fluctuation at times in our Christian life, but there's a difference between falling down and falling away.
Yeah.
There are times that we will fall down, but the Lord, by His grace and the Holy Spirit in us, picks us back up, and we continue to persevere. Yeah, like Peter, exactly. But Judas fell away.
Right.
I mean, he heard all the sermons. He was learning in that sense. But he fell away from the Word. He fell away from the truth.
Sure.
And gave evidence that he had never been a true disciple of the Lord. So, Kent, this is so important, what we're talking about.
It really is.
I mean, I don't know if you've got another question. We're running short on time.
Well, I think you've said this. I know MacArthur said this. What is it? It's not perfection. He's quoting you. It's not perfection. It's direction.
Yeah.
And it's I mean, it's just the evidence that you're not deceived.
Yeah. No, that's so true. And it actually is Richard A. MacArthur, not me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, yeah, it's not the perfection of your life, because none of us can ever hit that standard. It's the direction of your life. And then the perseverance in this direction,
yeah,
to keep on keeping on, remaining, relying, and resting in the Word of God.
Because it's God's work in us, right?
Not it's God's work in us, both to will and to work,
yeah,
for His good pleasure.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope. This was a great study. I love this study that we're in. And I'm so glad that you have tuned in. May this be real in your life. May you be a true disciple of Jesus Christ. May you be a follower of Christ, not just a learner, but a follower who perseveres through every circumstance of life. Just know, it's not just you holding on to Christ. It's Christ holding on to you if you're a true disciple. And He will pull you through every test and every trial. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today for Steadfast Hope.